Y'all know what time it is.
We are Partners and Pals
Podcast.
We are Partners and Pals.
It's a podcast.
We are Partners and Pals.
Today, we bring you Glenn and Trey of the Jim and Harrelson.
That's the guy who invented the toilet. Oh, that's John Harrington. Never mind.
John Harrington, Nobody's even sitting on the toilet right.
We are Partners and Pals.
Partners and Pals.
Sitting on it backwards. Doing, look at your comic book. Chocolate milk. Butters is a respectable 2.3 inches.
Welcome to Partners and Pals. I am Donnie Maker.
And I am Sean Magnum.
And we have Glenn and Trey.
With us.
Thanks for having us.
We're
going to talk about this throughout the whole thing, but these guys are here because they are playing October 20th, Punk Rock Night at the Mag Bar.
October 20th at the Mag Bar.
We have to be there.
With the Stevens. DOS.
Stevens is a, it's spooky season, right? They are a Stephen King themed punk band. They're playing a really big show in Chicago with Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Nice.
Are they a real horror punk, or are they like super poppy?
They don't look
punk?
Like horror punk guys. They look like regular guys. I think they're going more for the Stephen King look than they are for the characters of Stephen King look.
We read books rather than write books. Yeah.
I don't know if it's intentional. I've only seen a few pictures.
And we get to play with DOS, and I love DOS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, bass player's a babe. She reminds me of when they used to climb the rope in gym class.
I wore their shirt for the podcast.
They were on a couple weeks ago.
They were friends.
Bugbot's playing that show too.
Okay, that's right.
Andrea's a friend of mine. I don't know anybody else in the band, but Andrea's always been cool to me. Just Andrea. Her name's Amanda. Andrea is DOS. Amanda is Bugbot. Sorry I mixed you two up.
Smile a little bit. I heard Bugbot's fucking awesome.
I don't think we haven't played with them, have we?
No, I've never seen them.
Brand new stuff.
That's gonna be a dope show. That's like, what is this, y'all's second or third punk rock night?
This is our. Oh my god, I can look at my phone.
We played the Indianapolis one first a couple years ago.
Right.
That was amazing.
We played the one.
What, the Indianapolis 500?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Seth the Bar was there, and I swear to god, dude, they blew my mind. Them and Crisis Actor. That was a great show.
Good.
Great show. And then we played it. I guess did we play it last year?
Played it with Play 9 and The Voice of Addiction.
Okay, yeah. So this is our third.
You want to play another one at the Mag?
Maybe. Fuck, dude.
I can't fuck with that.
We played a lot of shows at the Mag Bar last
year.
Nobody
cares.
What, the Mag?
Thanks for asking. Nobody gives a fuck.
Who cares?
Oh, man. I'll be getting PTSD at the Mag.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're there that they have shows, but I know that bartender don't fuck with me.
Yeah, no, I have no problems with the bartender there. They are always.
I don't think they want any problems with the response.
Everybody there has always been very nice to me, but.
I'm not going to say very nice, but.
Are people mean at the Mag Bar?
People are complaining about the Mag Bar's wait staff, the bartenders.
It's one person. I don't know their name. I'm not going to say their name.
If you're not a regular, they don't wait on you, and a lot of people. I don't drink.
Yeah.
I don't do anything when I'm there but sing, so I don't give a shit.
But I've heard people complain. But I've also heard people not complain too.
Well, they have a green room with free PBR. So.
Mag Bar's always been cool to us as a venue.
Who cares?
So, yeah.
I'll say Morgan and Seth have been cool.
Morgan and Seth have been great. Seth, I've known him over 20 years. He's always been cool.
Yeah, I like Seth. I haven't seen him in forever, but I always liked the Nowhere Fast guys.
Pumpkin. What's the guy with the Mohawk with the bass player?
Mike. Rest in peace.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh wow, how'd he die?
We'll mention it.
Okay, that's fine. That's tacky to ask. Sorry.
No. I would have naturally.
Just say that. That's why they don't ever say anything in the obituaries.
I just came from a visitation.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the person. I just wanted the smell of death on my breath for the podcast.
Was it like a special Greek Orthodox one, or was it just regular white people visitation?
Did you earn your silver wings?
I'll never do that. It was just a family friend. I don't want to get into it too much. Man. But a family friend off themselves and on his visitation. I'm good on this too, man.
I've had family friends off themselves. I'm not even joking.
I've had family off themselves.
Yes, in the front yard.
In the front yard, yeah.
That's one of the weirdest stories I've ever heard.
It's like normal to me.
Trey, you got a lot of good weird stories on a certain spectrum.
I do too. They're just sort of more violent spectrum.
Man, thanks for that. I'm fucking flying right now.
No problem, dude.
You want something to set your pen in so the juices don't get all over the place? Okay. I have a container. You can
little,
just set it up.
A little,
you have an ashtray too.
Absolutely.
Pattern going on over here.
So war movies. You watch a lot of those?
Oh my God! I am. Let me check my letter.
Do y'all like knock on the cabin door?
Oh yeah.
And like Sean on it.
Yeah, we went and saw that.
Yeah, it was like a long Twilight Zone episode.
Oh yeah, it was Batista.
Batista's
Malignant. I saw Malignant. I loved it. It was not a great movie, but I loved it.
Where am I?
Here you go.
Thank you. The reveal was pretty cool at the end.
Oh,
thank you. Conjuring. I watched The Conjuring for the first time.
I've never seen that.
You could also put it up there if you need.
Is everybody good on this?
Yeah, I'm good.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I don't want to be too
Conjuring. Is that the one with just a couple?
It's a family with five daughters. They live in a house, and they bring in Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Oh, sorry.
Who's the guy? What's the name of the one where they he goes up to the attic, finds those films, those snuff films?
Oh, that was Sinister.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I saw that like 3 weeks ago.
So the snuff film market's apparently a big market for rich people, like rich sick people.
Like Bitcoin, dark web?
Yeah, like they'd be watching it, flapping their tongues, rubbing their nipples.
How do you find that stuff?
I don't know. I heard the dark web, but I don't want to sound racist.
You got a password or something? everything I say is...
But to answer your question,
the deep web, that's what they call it. The deep web.
I'm actually in a relationship with the color.
If you want to look through it while we're chatting, I started watching, this week I started watching like all the old Draculas and the shit.
Alien was great. What'd you think of
who would win in a fight? Nosferatu or Alien?
I need to watch it now.
I like Psycho 2.
What a weird throw.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the same actor, so.
I enjoyed the third one.
You watched the Winnie the Pooh movie?
Yeah,
it was
stupid.
Now,
it was
fun.
Was Hitchcock... When did Psycho 2 come out?
His last part of his name says...
So Hitchcock was still alive?
Right on.
Was Hitchcock involved in that? Because I think he was still alive.
I don't think
he
was.
But it was...
Psycho 2.
Or he died in the 80s. He might have been freshly gone.
Or just didn't care at that age.
Well, he was doing his other stuff. He was doing, like, new version of... of his Alfred Hitchcock Presents, do it Alfred Hitchcock Horror Hour. Like,
shows are the best. Mm-hmm. I love Alfred Hitchcock's Presents.
I stenciled that on a guitar once. Outline?
Yeah, that outline.
It was so easy to do, and I stenciled on the back of the guitar.
We got to figure out a way to do that with the response. Have Randy walk up to.
Yes.
Ooh, that reminds me.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
Oh.
Have you all seen the original Hills Have Eyes?
No, yes. I need to watch that.
I saw it on Big
58.
That dude,
what the fuck
so
was wrong with that
like
guy?
The hills have a lot of holes in them?
The guy with the head
that
was in
Michael Berry.
Weird science and shit.
Yeah. What if the hills had vaginas instead of eyes in them?
Oh, I would fuck everyone.
What was with that guy? Why is it?
I don't know, but I saw him at
a convention.
Such a
weird looking dude.
I saw him in person, and he's really cool looking in person.
Oh, really?
Those hills would get some of this good wood.
Yeah.
He's great. I don't know
what. Yeah, I like that guy. He's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, he's always in cool
creepy
shit.
Creepy as fuck, yeah.
Yeah. Hills Have Eyes. Yeah, dude, watch it. It's
it's about people.
It's
who,
on like Tubi.
The hills have.
It's about
bus.
People who lived in Alamo, near Alamo, when they tested the nuclear weapon, and they were like these mutants, and a family was camping into these hills.
Oh, I thought it was like Kentucky
right,
or
it?
West Virginia
yeah,
West Virginia,
or something.
Oh, guess who directed it?
Oh, okay. Who?
Wes Craven.
Oh, Wes Craven, he's nuts.
I think one of the new Hills Have Eyes is in Arizona or some shit like that.
And it was made in 77, dude. This is the poster.
I love that word.
I heard it's a great... Isn't that what Earth AD's about?
Yeah, the Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, that's the dude from the Goonies.
Yeah,
No.
That's the dude from everything else.
Weird Science, too. He was
Weird Science.
Oh, the big brother from Weird Science.
The Devil's Rejects.
He was in Devil's Rejects?
Was he tiny?
Oh, was he in... One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was the dude with the head.
He was in there for just a brief moment.
Yeah,
he's one of the weird.
They hook him up to. They give him some like some tranquilizer through while they're having that party.
Yeah.
Like they give him a hose full of stuff.
They get fucked
up
at that party.
Yeah, they do.
I love tranquilizer.
Do you have Tubi?
Tubi's nuts in your mouth.
Oh, got him.
I wish I did have Tubi.
It's a free app.
Yeah, it's Tubi's free.
Oh, it is?
It's got great documentaries.
Tubi's balls.
They have all the best horror movies for free.
And documentaries, dude. Like,
yeah, really? I haven't watched any of the documentaries.
And it's like a commercial break every 30 minutes. That's like Tubi's.
Oh, like Pluto?
Yeah,
better than Pluto.
I like Pluto. You know, the only reason I like Pluto is because it reminds me of old cable.
Yeah.
And I don't have to fucking sit there and search for hours for a title or something
I
want to see.
I
can just
do
be like,
like
pop.
There's a Tosh.0 station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the stand up channel, and I like Married with Children comes on for hours.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Christine Applegate still gives me a bone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she still does.
You know.
Who, Christina Applegate?
Yeah, I fucked her.
Okay, cool.
Exactly. I liked just getting her Applegate.
She was...
She sucked my dick.
She was
what
made me realize that I was
when I first saw her,
man.
I got that good old-fashioned feeling.
Lady.
Like I would do anything to bone her.
Oh, before I forget. October 20th at the Bad Bar.
Oh, yeah, man.
The Jim Harrelson.
I've heard about
DOS.
Those nuts!
Yes, DOS and nuts.
Bug Butt. That's supposed to be. That's four bands. I'm excited about the Stevens. I love DOS and
I think we're all
the Jim Harrelson
right?
and I'm excited to see Bug Butt too.
Would you like to hear a story?
That sounds like it'll be a good one.
What's your story?
April 20th, 2019. Jim Harrelson did Unknown Show with a different drummer, where we played three covers. And then nothing happened for nearly a year. So this is 4 years to the day of our first appearance as the Jim Harrelson. Yeah. I refer to it as show number zero. And our first show was Halloween 2021.
Nice.
So four-year anniversary today. We
Very strange about the drummer story is the first band we had, that drummer's dead.
So this is a bittersweet moment for the band.
Yeah, and then our very first show that we had on October 31st, our second drummer... who didn't last very long is my cousin. He died. He got, you know, he was in and out of AA. He got sober and then he got drunk and drove into a fucking, killed himself.
Damn.
Drinking and driving. And it was on the day of that show, October 31st. So we were worried about Greg for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some, in the beginning we had, but as soon as we found Greg, though.
Oh, Greg's the healthiest one in the band. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he's got,
physically,
he's got a big round butt. He's got great muscles.
He's got a donkey, and he's
got great calves.
He's got a lot of joy in his life, and it makes me fucking sick.
I bet he eats like a lot of good grains, and like the only grains he eats are like real grains.
He's a coffee maker.
Yeah, he probably grinds his own coffee. I bet he cooks everything he makes.
Generally, yeah.
If you're healthy like that, you usually don't eat fast food or eat out that much.
Oh, he'd be eating out.
But also, he eats like real food. Oh, he just works that shit off.
You know what?
He'd be eating out.
He's a great drummer. He's a great dude. He's healthy and everything.
Knows how to eat that puss.
The one flaw he has is he'll stand there while we're all talking after a show, and he'll hold his cigarette like old Ant. He looks like Aunt Greg. You know that one where they... you know the one that pulls it out of the leather pouch?
I had an Aunt Grace, dude. I know what you're talking about.
He stands there so weird with that cigarette. I'm like, damn, you look like every old aunt I've ever seen.
That far for a flaw.
Yeah, that's a station.
Everybody's got flaws.
Everybody.
I got to know him right away.
So we got like G-Town, Valley Station, Aunt Grace stories going on here.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There's no limits to this.
That's real.
And Josh, we haven't talked about Josh. He's in Detroit right now officiating a wedding.
Oh, nice. He's a classy guy. I can see him officiating a wedding.
He fucks too.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit. I've never been to
I want
to
play Detroit. I heard it's a good city to play, but then I want to get the fuck out of Detroit.
It's just
a good
salt
from Detroit.
A
lot of good food.
Is there good food in Detroit?
Yeah, if Detroit's a food town. Despite all its troubles, it is one of the best food towns in the United States,
apparently.
What's
their main thing?
Detroit-style pizza. But they have, you know, like the Greek chili dog. They do the Detroit version of that.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl's
huge up there.
But they've got Hamtramck, which has all this old Polish, Middle Eastern, just all the ethnic shit there. They got so much different kind of food. And then you get into all the soul food and the Caribbean food and all the other,
Caribbean
like...
Food. I went to Barbados on vacation when I was 23 years old. Dude, it was such a great drinking time. you know, because they had bars everywhere, man. And they told me not to buy drugs for anybody, but I'm on the beach and this guy comes in with a backpack. Like, I got weed and shit. And I was like, yeah, give me a blunt, man. Sold me a blunt.
And it was really good, dude. Two hits and almost fell down, like, on my face.
Damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Caribbean food was weird, though. Like, I'd get, I like to get, like, American food in other countries to see what it tastes like. Like a hamburger and fries.
Yeah,
well, the fries were, like, soggy, like they were, like they just came out of the ocean or something. Huh?
I had a McDonald's in Germany just to try it.
Yeah,
I had it in France and Italy.
They had a Royale with cheese for real.
Yeah, it's exactly the same over there. Like, double cheeseburger, Big Mac, the Big Mac. And
so
they do have
KFC
a Royale.
Barbados. It was so strange.
That's everywhere, too. It's Starbucks. McDonald's, KFC, Starbucks. And then fucking Century 21's all over France, dude. I was like, I can't get away from this shit. I was pissed off my first 2 days.
Yeah, dude, there's the smallest island in the Caribbean, and it's,
I heard it's beautiful.
Oh, it is. Dude, Arnold Schwarzenegger's got a big old pad there. And,
oh, he's probably got
Rihanna. That's where Rihanna's from.
Oh, man. I would treat her
But they don't have a garbage system there. They don't have a garbage system there, so their trash is everywhere, but it is pretty other than that. They get drunk as fuck, and when they drive, dude, they're all drunk. So it's a bunch of drunk driving like this, and they get so close to each other, it scares the fuck out of you.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, they get drunk and drive in other
countries. It is, dude. It's like a fucking crazy roller coaster
ride.
It's not
really
staying
exciting.
On the tracks.
Like, scary and dangerous, but exciting.
Oh, it is.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. And the real Rosses don't exciting. Like white boys covered in tattoos and piercings, dude.
Oh, they just assume, like...
I'm the white devil or something.
Oh, like, they think you, they probably think you don't like them and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I got a couple really odd... situations over that one.
Barbados balls in your mouth.
That sounds like a military maneuver.
I think every time, every time y'all do a dick or balls in the mouth thing, we should do the Arsenio
Operation Barbados balls.
Hold this dick into your mouth.
Oh, Arsenio Hall dick.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
So we're talking about movies?
Movies nuts.
Oh. Movies balls in your mouth.
What? Well, I'm a funny story.
Who's that on your shirt?
Oh, yeah, Dolly, dude.
Dolly's nuts.
Oh!
On the telephone.
Jolene, Jolene.
I will,
put this dick in your
mouth. We got a roll going.
I know, but I will say this, though. If we keep doing ball jokes, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not going to kill the vibe.
Johnny,
you're
I've been waiting all
you
year for this.
Ball jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Ball.
I'm just saying,
your
feelings
are valid.
I'm saying the
listeners.
It's
like, grow up,
the listeners.
I bet they're having a laugh right now. We don't go off like this.
The folks at home might be like, all right.
Yeah, they might want to talk about skin tacos. They don't want to keep hearing about ding dong sausage.
You're right. You're right.
I love it. Love skin tacos.
Fuck
yeah. I love coming in pussies. It's the best.
He's officially on the show.
I do it all the time.
It's officially, yeah. I like that.
I got a vasectomy, so it's cool. I can talk about
you
that.
You can just spackle everyone's uterus.
My sperm is ruined, so it doesn't matter.
Just leave it like a mess. It look like cobwebs of...
Oh, my gosh. Shoot the claw
I just be pushing bitches downstairs.
It's so much better.
Oh.
Like I said, I have a vasectomy. I'm allowed to talk like this.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know.
Vasectomy.
Oh, like
how
diabetes?
Vasectomy?
It's just a vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
He's got
such
a long A on it.
And he'll probably
be
coming in pussies after
October
20th. Yeah!
Well, motherfucker!
Oh, well,
it's
the man
bar! He'll be punk rock night! Be skeeting in doughs, pussies.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So,
pussies.
I have a funny story about how stupid I am.
Let's hear it.
This is totally, I am an idiot, and not only that, but I found out that I do have, like...
That Kennedy hair gives you some points.
I'm not as much of a freak as I thought I would. Oh, thank you.
Is that more of a Robert right now? But
yeah. A little bit, yeah. All
right. Well, I'll take it.
You're going to get there. Don't worry, man. Keep trying. Never give up.
Kennedy has some great hair.
Live out your dreams.
Yeah, he did.
But, like, I go...
Both of them.
I go into the bathroom last night... And Amanda's getting in the shower, and she's got one of those mud masks on. And, like, the first thing I say is, I'm like, oh, shit, you're in blackface. And, can I say that?
Well,
I mean, like,
we just
like
did.
It.
Around me, you can't.
We about to have a scandal
hey,
up
hey,
in
man,
this
look,
bitch.
Look. In a room full of crackers, I might cut the cheese.
We would like to thank you for bringing a pizza covered in cheese to the show.
Delicious.
Yeah, I like to make pizzas at night sometimes because it. I need money.
I like tearing boxes apart in the back. It kind of makes sense to me.
Oh, man.
Belisarius?
Yeah.
I love Imperizelli's, dude. It's a good place.
I wasn't done with my story.
I'm sorry, Donnie.
So you were talking about Dolly
Parton. You know, I used to get on your case about that, so I sincerely apologize.
Oh, dude. I know you did. That's why I'm patient. And I treat you like a...
So she had this mask on.
Right. And she goes...
Oh, and you said...
Oh, I didn't want you to see this. And I'm like, wow, what's up? And she was like... There's this new thing. So basically, she told me there was this new thing where you put shit on your face. It's not true. She was fucking with me, but I fell for it.
You didn't smell shit or anything?
No, I didn't smell shit.
You would have smelled shit.
Dude, she was selling it so good. Like, she was like...
She's like, this is shit on my face.
Yeah, she was like, dude, just literal shit. She was like, I read that this is supposed to be really good for your face. And I'm like... And in my head, like, part of me, there, a small part of me is like...
She's all over
you should be like, hey... I should be like, hey, we should make out. And I'm like, fuck that, I'm leaving. I was going to come over here.
Man.
I was going to have my shit.
You were that bad.
You were going
to
leave
like,
for the night.
I didn't know what to do.
You don't fuck like, shit, that's fair.
I was like, dude, she put shit
just
on her
take
face.
A dump on her chest like Notorious B.I.G. used to do to girls.
Oh.
I said, if a girl with shit on her face came up to you, Trey, you'd probably fucking lick it and fuck her with it.
I would hit her from behind.
I couldn't do it.
I would.
I've seen Trey get all balled up.
I can't believe you fell for it.
The curve of a foot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dude, I love an arch.
Love an arch.
No, dude. Come on, man. You've got 5 senses, man, and shit hits one of them really hard.
Oh, yeah, I hate shit. Nobody hates shit.
She was standing in the shower, and I was standing at the door, so we were away from each other. So
I had three little toddlers almost all at once, so I was changing diapers constantly. I could not stand shit, period.
I've seen some bad ones.
I don't fuck with shit.
I hate shit.
But I'm an anal enthusiast, so I'm like, there's my like.
But
my dog was a baby.
But don't you all usually
a
use enemas and clean out first?
And
yeah,
was,
that's a practice.
I had to call
sometimes
Amanda at work.
Yes,
be like, you need to tell me. I don't know what to do. She's like, cleaner. I'm like,
elbow deep.
No, dude. I'm like, the onesie's like full of shit. Like, I'm like, it's, dude. You know,
that's when it's no longer a man's job.
You have not. No, dude, you.
I'm just kidding.
That's for the little lady.
That is like the one dad thing that I'm like, if you haven't had to deal with that much shit, then you can't give me shit about anything.
Yeah, man.
Like,
those kids don't even deal with so much shit.
That's why
right?
I got a vasectomy.
Yeah, you'd be up to your elbows and shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You never know. You might hook up with a chick who just got a fresh baby. That pussy might
You're getting older, bro. I'm telling you right now, it's hard to find without kids at this point.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Oh, we're off the chain.
We're okay.
But they're all just little bundles of joy.
Shit be popping, though. Like, sometimes they be... that. Yeah.
She might listen to this.
Oh, okay.
Who's going to listen to this?
October 20th, the Mag Bar. People that are going...
Yes! Oh,
yes!
Bon Bon!
$35
Dolly
show.
Parton,
no, I'm just kidding.
What I got from that story was Dolly Parton had mud on her face.
Dolly Parton, Dolly B.
She sold shit to a taco vendor.
What
were you talking about?
It was something like that.
I bet Dolly rubbed pissy diapers in her face, dude. Our broads do that.
Shit. Yeah.
Parton this dick in your mouth.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. A little blood on me.
I bet she might have put...
Okay, look at my ear, man.
They call it a German mask. That's what they call it, a German mask.
Oh, right. Have you ever done the Kentucky Klondike, though?
No, what is that?
That's when you take a shit, you take the turd, you put it in the freezer, get it nice and frozen, and then fuck a chick with it.
Oh!
And they labeled Kentucky on it.
Do you leave it in the Ziploc, or do you take it out?
You let her get full shies.
I made a new one up, Des Moines omelet.
No, you did not throw Des Moines, Iowa in it.
Yeah,
Des Moines
needs something. When you put your balls in a woman's vagina, she pees on your dick.
Oh, that is awesome, dude.
I'm trying to make that take off.
There's
I saw something where a chick had balls
in her ass.
Des Moines poached eggs.
Okay.
It just doesn't fold the same.
I don't know anything about fucking Des Moines.
Can you test me that idea later? I'm going to try it out.
Des Moines poached eggs?
I've done that.
I will propose.
So you've submerged your balls?
Yes.
I bet that's awesome.
As long as you don't wind up jacking it in San Diego.
Well,
it was cool, though. They kept slipping out.
Yeah, I imagine. You probably just have to hold it.
You put upside down, jackhammer, you know.
And the Des Moines scissor. Omelet. I guess the Des Moines poached eggs could be in her butthole.
Yeah. It sucks. I have a name, but I never used it for anything. I don't know what it could be, but the Texas biscuit always sounded like it was a menu item at Waffle House. And it always sounded like a sex act to me.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, too, there's some words that just don't fit. Like, you know, if you really think about it, chlamydia would be a great name for a girl.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about
that's
it.
That's my chlamydia. Cousin.
If it didn't have that, that could know, be bad like omen behind it, what it really means. It's a beautiful name.
Pushes it up your butthole and you squirt it out. I'm trying to think of
what about the
what hasn't been done yet.
I wonder if you
the Cincinnati bow tie.
What is that?
I don't know.
That
exactly.
is when you sit on top of a woman, and I don't know which position,
you
but
twist your
you sit on top of her face and you beat you fondle yourself and your balls sit on her chin like a bow tie. Yeah. I don't know which position you're facing. I would imagine you're facing her feet because I would want
no,
to.
No, you're facing her face. Feet. Jerk off, you're jerking off right over her head.
Or is that makes sense. I can do that. I like that. I like both of them.
Either way. And there's also the strawberry swirl.
Oh, no.
That's when you you get your redhead.
No.
Chick, you punch her in the nose.
No.
And then you come on her face and you swirl it together.
Wow.
Like
this
strawberry swirl.
God, man.
Donkey punches are great. Ain't nothing like it, dude.
Your new band name could be Donkey Punch County.
Right, I don't care.
And just be the little letters. Oh, it's DCP. DPC.
Oh, my God.
DPC, that's the band.
I can't. I would never remember that.
I am not going to be able to edit this in time.
Yeah, let's get back to that. Hey, what's going on October 20th? Anybody know?
We're playing the show at Magmar with DOS, Stevens, and
Donnie's
Bob
sitting there with
Rock
his hands on his knees and shit all uncomfortable.
All I got are two pieces of movie.
And here's the thing. That's if you come out October 20th to the Magmar for Punk Rock Night,
four
year Stevens and Jim Harrelson and Bug Bot and DOS, if you come out there, there will be free pizza somewhere else.
In the world.
At Donizzi's.
Somewhere in the world there'll be free pizza.
Somebody's eating free pizza right now and you just don't even know it.
Donizzi's nuts.
Oh, Donizzi. My God. Here we go again.
Didn't he see this dick in your mouth?
Oh! Bring it!
Don't I see this dick in your mouth? Does that work?
Don't I see this?
That does work.
Yeah.
Nice!
It's official.
We love the establishment. We're not clowning on you. It's just at work.
I am.
Magic Johnson's still alive.
I clown the shit out of him.
He is.
Yeah, he beat Kobe.
Jesus here.
Well, at least at least that joke landed.
It's a two-parter. I like that.
Oh, I wanted to announce that I'm Prime. Sometime soon, there will be a new Eddie Murphy holiday movie called Candy Cane Lane.
What's it about?
Can't do it.
I don't. It's like a magical Christmas movie or something.
I'd watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I would watch it. I like watching Christmas movies. Not as much as Halloween movies,
well,
but
I haven't watched
Christmas movies.
I heard they're trying to make him into, like, the new Clark Griswold movie. And it's like, what they're... Because, I mean...
He's still great, even in his, like, G-rated stuff.
Yeah, I remember that movie, Moving, with...
King Kong Bundy was in it. Richard Pryor.
Pryor, dude. That's such a great movie.
Yes. That was so... Yeah, that was...
My two favorite movies of all time. Three favorites, sorry. I have to throw in Wayne's World. I can never not put
great
Wayne's
movie.
In.
No fan on that movie at all.
Oh, yeah, Moving, Wayne's World, and fucking Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
I love that.
Oh, my God. The scene on the bus. I'm black! Does Dad know? He's spilling his hair and shit. Dude, that's like the funniest scene ever in comedy.
That's a great movie. I love Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder together.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
They did several movies together, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we didn't have that for a while until we had Spade and Farley. We had another good couple.
Great duo.
Yeah.
They were a good duo. And
Wayne and Garth.
I remember as a kid, I didn't really know what Kill Whitey meant. I just understood he shouldn't have said it when I saw it.
Oh, in that movie.
In the theater, I didn't know what Kill Whitey like, what it meant.
You didn't know what it meant.
I was like,
you weren't that young. You're only a year younger than me.
What year did it come out? Like 95?
Oh, we're talking about movie.
Remember Lean On Me with Morgan Freeman?
Black Sheep did come out around 90 somewhere.
What?
Lean On Me with Morgan Freeman?
No. Street Smarts.
Oh, that's...
You recommended that to me. That was one of the best guys. Have y'all ever seen that? Street Smarts?
Oh, it's where Morgan Freeman's a pimp, dude.
What?
Oh,
my God.
Superman.
It's him and Superman, the crippled Superman.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeves. I'm crippled, so I can say that.
Me too. I don't even have my remember Pitbulls 2000?
They had a banner that said, fuck Christopher Reeves.
Oh, my God.
I may grab a water.
They were so fucking offensive. I saw them at Tech World once, and they handed out bags of flour and fireworks and pool noodles. And like three songs in, they drove all the way from Columbus. Tech World shut it down because the place was full of powder everywhere from the flour and the fireworks going off.
You know, it's funny. While y'all were in there watching concerts, me and my friends would go in there and steal the pool balls so we can throw them at people's cars. Total.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
No wonder that pool up there sucks.
It did. You always, we were always stealing the pool balls. We'd drive 30 miles an hour down a road and fling them at cars of people we hated. And you could just hear, I mean, I can't even believe how loud that shit was. fucking buckle a quarter panel and everything, dude. We've got fucking lit.
Was it those bitch ass Eastside Oklahoma?
Yeah. We were fucking up Eastside Oklahoma. Good for you. Fuck those guys.
That's the side Tech World's on, too. Yeah, with your own shit.
Right. It's the West Side Oklahoma.
Damn, you can't close the door, motherfucker?
Oh my God.
I got you, dude.
Hey, close the door on these nuts!
Ooga booga. You mentioned Superman. The TV's first.
He eats stem cells, didn't he? He ate stem cells.
South Park took care of that.
But
he was like sucking them out the back of fetuses and shit.
It was so awful on that show.
It was great.
Oh man. Something. Okay, what's going on now? This movie show.
Now take a bite.
Take a bite of this dick.
Oh
my God! It never stops.
I hope everybody at home is enjoying all the dicks.
Anyways, the lady that first played Lois Lane died at 96. It was Coates.
She
was hot. I fucked her.
Yeah, he's fucked a lot of
people. Yeah, I got some in her curls.
He fucked a tent pole.
I fucked her. It was awesome.
He fucked a tent pole in Danville, Indiana.
A tadpole in Danville, Indiana.
That was our Labor Day weekend.
That was a good one.
We played the Zanzibar show, and we went up and played a hardcore festival.
Yeah, man. It was like being invited to the boys club at Yale, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You show up, and there's all these interesting hardcore bands and shit from the Tri-County there, Tri-State area.
Yeah. It was. I loved the indie scene. I loved the sexy scene.
I really admire that Set the Bar singer, dude. I love his.
He's great. Rico puts it together. Yeah, Set the Bar's guitar player.
And that bass player
puts his dick in your mouth.
Oh my goodness! Set the balls down.
In your mouth. Or about Cincy, since I see this dick in your mouth.
Oh,
those are the two cities we've done pretty good in. Only ones we've tried
in Indianapolis.
Indy's been good to us.
They love in Japan, Indianapolis, and Buffalo. I don't know what the fuck's going on in Buffalo, but I need to visit.
We get a lot of streams from Buffalo.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are miserable up there.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills. I get it. Those two championships.
Boy, I love losing Super Bowls.
Those two, man, dude. I used to, when I played that fucking, what was it?
Super
Nintendo
balls
game,
in your
Super,
mouth.
Super Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah,
I would always pick the Bills, dude. They were good on the game.
I got a soft spot for him. Always will.
Yeah.
I'm Steeler Nation.
Well, my dad grew up a Cleveland Browns fan, so you can imagine how
Browns
awful it must have been at home.
Oh, man.
And then I started liking the fucking, what was it? They were awful, too. They never won any fucking games.
The Lions. The Beagles.
Well, see, now I do like...
This dick be lying on your shoulder.
I was big on the running backs. I liked Walter Payton and Bo Jackson. I love Bo Jackson.
Oh, Raiders. Yeah.
Raiders. That's what I liked, yeah. They suck.
Man, if Bo Jackson didn't play two sports, he would have had a long career in either of the other
one
he picked.
He
I'm trying to get a Bo Jackson Royals jersey.
Yes.
Nice.
He was a better baseball player.
I didn't know he played for the Royals, dude.
Yeah, that's who drafted him. Him and George Brett played together.
Nice.
I still got my Bo Nose Bo book.
Hey, who was that one-handed pitcher?
Bo Nose, his dick is headed your way.
You know, did y'all ever see the baseball card with Billy Ripken on it?
Fuckface.
And on the bottom of his bat, it said fuckface?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, dude, like a misprint. Like, damn, that thing.
Like, he's holding his bat like this. The intention wrote fuckface so it'd show up on the card.
It was like
and they got published, and then they didn't
recall them.
I don't know if they recalled them.
No,
they
repressed those things turn into misprints, and then they're worth a lot of fucking money. Back in the
misprint is worth more than the original. One of
Bo Jackson or King Griffey Jr.?
Ooh.
Don't say
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. All around, yeah, Bo
Jackson.
But
King Griffey Jr. is like,
He was a great hitter, but Bo could play outfield.
What about Willie McGee?
Bo broke up a group of, like, a bazillion White Sox and a bazillion Rangers when Nolan Ryan put Robin Ventura in a headlock.
Nolan Ryan was a badass. I tell you
what. Yeah, he was.
That goddamn Nolan fucking... Daryl Strawberry was cool as shit, though, because he was always doing cocaine.
Both at the same time. Gosh. I don't give a shit.
I fucked both of them.
No. I can blaze them both up, seriously.
He butchered 200 horses and screwed a beagle.
They'd be walking around looking like King's Donuts.
Oh. That was after I fucked Lisa Ann.
Elizabeth Shue.
Tina Fire.
What about Elizabeth Shue?
Lisa Ann has the mush factor now.
Why is nobody talking about Elizabeth Shue?
I don't know who she is.
Why does nobody complain about the Ford administration?
I used to love
the Ford. What the fuck?
Adventures in Babysitting is one of my all-time favorite movies. Speaking of Elizabeth Shue. Yeah.
Shue. What a weird fucking name.
I don't fucking.
And I read that Dana. What's that bitch that was on? That nice young lady that was on.
Dana Plato.
Different Strokes. Dana Plato. Yeah. I read the whole story.
She die of like cocaine and dicks?
She killed
or
herself.
Something?
No. She killed herself. An opiate overdose.
But
her whole life story is like, fuck, dude. No wonder.
Drew Barrymore. Who was like cocaine.
If you
and
search this, but Dana lived. Plato on Howard Stern. It's the last.
Oh yeah,
she
killed
did.
Herself after the
and
Howard Stern.
And people kept calling her and like, we know you're not really sober. You're a piece of shit.
She lied about being 10 years sober and they're bulldogging.
And she sounds so sad. Then she went to visit her husband's family in Oklahoma and overdosed herself.
And she was
I'd kill myself in Oklahoma.
So if you
want to
hear
too.
That, Google Dana Plato Howard Stern. It's a good listen if you're into that kind of like morbid stuff.
If
morbid
you're depressed, don't go to Oklahoma.
Yeah, don't go to Oklahoma.
And they won the Red River Shootout. They beat University of
Texas.
What are you talking about?
It's probably the second greatest rivalry in college football.
Tulsa's nuts.
Oklahoma and Texas.
I had a scholarship to Oklahoma State. Look
Oklahoma
at me
State's
now.
Cool.
I'm getting a piece of pizza.
The show. The show Tulsa.
I know a guy that's got two college degrees.
Tulsa King.
Tulsa King.
He's sitting around doing shit like this now.
I know. What a fucking waste. US history? What the fuck? I still just showed you the trade.
Were you good with dates, I guess? That's the one thing in history I couldn't succeed with.
It was
I wanted dates. I never can put numbers with anything.
I gotta be honest, when I was in college, when I went back at Texas State, I was on heroin and Xanax. I don't really remember any of it. I just remember I just could retain the information long
I could not imagine mixing heroin and fucking Xanax.
Oh, it's awesome. I wasn't taking it together. I was one or the other.
Yeah, I get it.
You guys ever do heroin?
No.
Oh, man, you're really missing out.
It feels like you're coming for like 12 hours. That's what it feels like, heroin.
It does.
There's not a better feeling
it's
in the world.
It's like your whole body's
that's
busting.
That's why I haven't done it. Like, you
which
know
is also the worst thing possible.
But then it makes
the best feeling in the world is the worst
then
thing
then
possible.
Then it makes you shit yourself. And, you know.
Well, when you're on your
I
way
never
to get
shit
it.
Myself.
No, that's what makes me constipated.
Some people will suck a dick for it. Some people
I won't.
Will get the Serenity Prayer tattooed on them. I don't know which is worse.
What's your date?
Idiot. Yeah, I'm not getting
it. But it feels like you're coming for like 12 hours.
I can feel it, Dad.
Yeah,
they can make heroin legal.
They should. You know it's legal in some countries. So there's one country up in, I think there's one in Canada that does it, and there's another country somewhere else
Portugal.
That does it. As soon as you wake up in the morning, you just take your ass down to this place, and they give you free heroin, clean syringes, the whole 9 yards. They give you a free, you know, what do you call it? What
safe injection
point.
Site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they give you the
injection.
Point. They give you the heroin, too, dude.
Do they really?
Yeah, they only give you one every morning, so you don't go out and want to rob and steal.
You go back a second time that day, don't you?
No, I think they only do morning. I don't think they do breakfast heroin.
We are robbing people.
That's when
like
they give the heroin
away,
at least. Yeah. You know, they might be there all
that's
day.
Crazy.
It's in Philly's.
Philly's nuts.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
Delphia balls.
Philly's.
Delaware his dick on your lip.
Brush your hair to sleep. Brush you.
What?
Philly's
hands. Are you okay, guys?
Brush your hair as you fall asleep. There.
The Chicago White Sox?
All of the White Sox.
Go to the oven, say door.
Go to the what?
I'm just seeing how fucked up you really are. My buddy used to, when we'd do acid, he would walk up to you, get right in your face, say the weirdest fucking thing he could say. And then next, like, he walked up to me one time, he goes, go to the oven, say door. So I went over to the oven. I was standing there for an hour, not even looking at it, didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Didn't know what planet I was on.
Yeah.
And I was like, door? I don't get it.
he left.
That's weird.
It is weird.
That's really weird.
I hate it though. I had a guy when we did
that. That's your band name.
We bought candy at the store, and then he bit the head off every teddy bear, those little hard teddy bears, sweet tarts or whatever. He bit the head off all of them before we even got started. So when I'm down there, I'm fucking high on acid. I look down at my bag. I'm like, that's kind of weird. That's. I get to about the fifth one. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I started freaking out. Why are all their heads missing?
Our bed's bears' heads are falling off.
Yeah.
That's how people get hit in the head with a hammer in an acid-fueled rage, you know?
Man. I never get too mad, though. It's just I get freaked out.
Like, for the record, Glenn has been holding a hammer the whole episode. Yeah.
It's been hammer time this whole episode. Hammer time. Folks at home, he has been using a hammer as a fidget spinner.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man.
And don't stop doing it.
It's 1992 for me. It's I've got a rat tail.
Yeah.
That's starting to flow in the wind.
Yeah.
I drive a skateboarded compact car with Dayton's on it.
You do?
Yeah.
I love the 90s. Got some I'm never going to walk away.
Well, they tan, but they clean, cool, though.
Man. I'm just feeling it, dude.
That shit's clean as fuck, though.
90s balls.
Everybody loves that car, dude. It's fun. I'm going to put airbags on it.
My dad even texted me. Where do we go together? Where you
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. He's like, your friend has a nice car.
That's cool.
My dad's 77 years old.
So all the sisters approach you when you're in that car?
Sometimes.
That immortal thing?
Sometimes.
It's a pretty white boy like you, you know.
Look at that core.
Look at that core.
They want to try out the zero bar.
This is going to be out by Christmas. Right by the time you're done editing this.
No, just, you got to edit it because of what?
Do you, when you edit, do you put the beep over it or do you just silence it?
I just silence it. I don't know where to get the beeps.
The beep would be funnier.
Yeah, they don't. I don't know where to buy them.
Oh, dude, no, they're everywhere. All you just download like a sound. You probably have it on your thing.
Oh, yeah.
It would be fun.
Okay, I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna tell you a story about how I'm stupid, just because you told one.
Okay.
I grew up thinking I was a big fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger. My favorite action.
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
You know, whatever he did.
Yeah. Me too.
My dad also worked out and stuff, so I thought, you know, because when you think about the first Hulk, you know, the one, the TV show one. What was that guy's name?
Bruce Banner. That's the character.
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno. So I thought if you worked out so much and you got that muscular, I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger talked like that because I didn't know he's from fucking Austria. That's how stupid I am. Because Lou Ferrigno had a weird talk. He had a weird talk. I was like, damn, man, they got so many muscles in their neck they can't even talk normally.
Yeah, but Lou Ferrigno was like dumb, like Brooklyn. Well, he wasn't dumb,
well,
but
like
he
a
sounded...
He's got like a lisp, and
somebody
it sounds
that muscular,
slow, but he's not.
I just assume they're dumb. I'm sorry. That's wrong of me. I just assume that.
What?
If somebody's really muscular like that, I assume they're dumb.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
They just think about steaks and...
Well,
like,
for instance, my friend Chip, who played in the NFL.
And working out.
Big guy. A good friend of mine. And
Chip Mannigly, Louisville hometown hero, played for University of Louisville and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, he did. Nice. Yeah, good. Played St. X, right?
Buccaneer, he's nuts.
Yeah.
What about
But he's every time I met up with him, you know, he had this great big King Range truck. He wore Oscar skin cowboy boots that were size 16. He's a huge dude. And he was like, I said, so what the fuck are you, a ranch hand? This guy does mortgages for people, like money and shit. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Played for the NFL.
Yeah, dude. That's Warren Sapp almost kicked his
ass. Is big.
He has some beef with Warren Sapp. Or Warren Sapp has a beef with him, I should say. Yeah, Chip seems like whatever.
He's a frustrated fellow.
Yeah. I will drop Warren Sapp, probably Chip. I mean, like, I would.
So,
I,
wait a minute. I've heard something about some Friday coming up. Like, next Friday? Is that, what date is that? October?
By the time this airs, it'll be coming up Friday. And that's going to be punk rock night with the Jim Harrelson, DOS, the Stevens, and Bug Bot.
That's right.
Yeah. All ages, by the way.
All ages.
We mentioned that.
You know,
sexy.
My parents, I'm 42. When I tell them I'm going to the Mag, they're like, ugh. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, like, a lot of, like, 16-year-olds getting dropped off at the Mag. But
they
you're
did
welcome
it at our Belushi show.
Yeah.
Remember we had a Belushi show?
Different.
Yeah. Hey, we make sure there's no creepy stuff going on, so...
Yeah, we keep the people...
It's a safe place.
Yeah, we keep the people with glasses at bay.
I tell you this. If I find any weird shit going on, I'll take
HIV
that fellow
safe
outside and do to him what he thought he was going to do to that person.
Yeah.
First, you fuck his father.
You know, it's got punk rock in the title, so it's all inclusive. You know how to, you know what it is. If you listen to the show, you know what it is with punk rock.
And youngins, feel free to bring your moms.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring all your moms.
MILF, man, I love fentanyl. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Mentally ill lady, I'd like
can
to
can you fit all this dick in your mouth, though?
That'd be like MILF. Mill. Yeah, don't be. Those are Drew's pedals, dude. Oh, yeah. He left them over here. I promised none would happen to him.
I may have to move over here then. That made me nervous.
Drew's my boy. He got me.
He's like, don't pawn him for smack money. Or I was like, I won't pawn him for smack money. He's like, yeah, that's what I meant by be careful with them. But he insists on me checking out like 9 of them. So
that's very nice of him.
It is.
And his amps at your place. He barely knows us.
Yeah, I know. We touched peepees and switched instruments.
He's a good dude. That's my boy, dude.
He's been nothing but cool to us.
Yeah, he's very cool.
He lets me work whenever I want to work. Tells me I can leave whenever I want to leave, you know? Like, I think everybody else hates me because we have such a good friendship.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let him hate. I'll give you something to hate on. You feel me?
No, dude. I don't give a flying fuck.
Like, all 12 inches is something y'all can hate on. I'm not even supposed to be here today. Hate on his dick. I know.
I think I've heard. Do you have to edit the dicks? Because you.
No, okay. No.
I've never heard so many dicks in one setting. Cuss word.
Can you not get monetized? Every cuss word. It would take forever, but God, the episodes would be so much funnier.
Yeah.
Beeps are so funny.
And then we could really see. You make like small clips awful. They put on. It's like, you know, it's going to be like TikTok edited. Stuff, you know what I mean? You're putting faith in the person.
I'm afraid of TikTok. I don't want the Chinese government to get me.
You don't want them to know you're
I don't care about those videos, 10-second Vine videos.
I mean, I'll watch them. I like, what is it, Iron Chef Dad, and then the milkshake dude, the old milkshake dude would be making some crazy-ass milkshakes. He'd be like, Happy Milkshake Monday. And he makes like,
going on?
Dude, he makes milkshakes out of candy bars and shit, dude.
Yeah, they do that at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, but he does it with everything. No, he does it with everything. And they even turn it upside down. And then he'd be like decorating it with like a whole candy bar and the shit. And he'd be like putting marshmallow shit around the marshmallow cream around the rim of the cup and rolling it in sprinkles and
that's
shit.
That's called fluff, which is also another word for sex.
Yeah, well, for like a chick who's like okay until while you're waiting for the super hot starlet to bang you.
I fucked her too, by the way.
Yeah,
Fluffy's nuts. Nikki Sex was a fluffer girl, and she became
chickens in Alabama.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I took a little bit.
Took a little hit.
I'm
all about that neck, player.
She bossed me up.
Giving throat shots.
Puff
out
the
You know, this is good information to have, ladies and gentlemen. If you come in a girl's ear, she has to have it surgically removed. So
does she?
Yes, she does.
That is so fucked up.
Well, think
I'd
about
really
it.
Have to hate a woman.
The cum goes in here and down in the tunnel and then it dries up. There ain't no other way to get it out of there.
I'd just be sitting on the eardrum. Yeah.
She has the cum removed, not her ear.
At least 10 kids are in there, you know what I mean?
No, it's about 10,000 kids in her ear.
She has to get the cum out.
Just screaming.
Yeah, to get the cum out, okay. She has to have it surgically removed.
I thought the ear for some reason.
It's a whole process.
That's kind of... It's
like
of a
something
sadist.
You do to an ex. You know?
I'm a bit of a sadist, so I can see like...
Yeah, say I'm really into coming out of the ear.
I imagine... No, you get it flushed out. That's all they would do. They'd flush it out. They're not cutting...
No, they're cutting off the cartilage of your nose and everything's fucked up.
Oh, no shit. That's got to be one huge load, though. Like, you'd have to have the mouth of it directly in, and you'd have to be so damn worked up.
You gotta blow
and you'd have to slingshot it, if y'all know what I mean. Slingshot
it. Big loads. He gets all over the place.
Speckling the room.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I had a girl one time.
That shit looking like a mess.
I nutted on her face because that's what she wanted, and then she, I swear to God, she pulls this fucking, just like a string out, and she goes... Cheeser, like Little Caesar.
Oh my God. That's nasty. Oh, that's my kind of broad.
I know, I was like, you're pretty cool.
My dick just got hard as a regulation diving board after hearing that.
Man.
Damn, dude. Yeah, that even made my nipples kind of like diamond cutters.
Dude, that was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Other than the girl that spit in my mouth. That was a shocker at first, and then I liked it.
Did you ever spit in
my
mouth?
My dick is harder than a fucking
No, dude, that's what I thought, dude. Look, when I get in a fist fight, I spit on somebody's face because it's so degrading.
I want to.
Yes.
And they're so distraught over it, you can just start whipping their ass. But this girl, she just goes, because my mouth was open talking, and I was just standing there like,
nice.
What did you just do? And then I was like, was that? I think I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she's
dude,
a stripper now, thank God.
Good,
she's
man.
A good one, I guess.
It's not going to waste.
No. Most ex-girlfriends of mine turn into fucking
strippers.
Hookers or strippers.
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah. I've got the last four.
You get them to come to Jesus moment.
He yeah. lives the life he sings about. He really
yeah.
does.
That's true. I'm one of those guys that stays true and it doesn't work out, but
and you'll be singing about October 20th.
Yes,
right
I will. I will. I'll
Damn,
tell you all about
be turning ladies into whores there.
I like
too.
To write music with topics that people aren't talking about very
oh,
much.
Like speaking books. Of that, so are you guys gonna do keep God out of California?
Yeah.
Oh man, you know, they haven't been talking about it. I'll let them do all this.
We are the headlining band, aka just plain glass, but we could.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know we were playing last.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could definitely play that.
Yeah, we're the what's he called? The draw. Big draw, I guess.
Yeah. Big draw. If you guys start getting everybody to chant something like, I eat pussy. Or,
yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah,
pussy.
We'll do it. Yeah.
Cincinnati people will do
you
it.
You guys in the crowd just fucking yeah. start doing it. Get them enticed to do it, and then we'll fucking blow it out, dude. Yeah, like a
Fuck
load,
yeah.
like a load of cum.
I love that song. It's the so, structure of it's so interesting.
That's
we might get somebody
to
blog weird. About it.
Love it.
Yeah. Hey,
it's our Rocket Queen.
To this, we're chanting pussy.
Yeah.
We're chanting the word pussy.
After
so get
we
ready
get done with
to
our
blog.
Set, it looks like we're gonna walk off stage. Everybody start chanting pussy.
If you don't know the song, it is a pro-cunnilingus strong women. There you go. Like
yeah.
It's a power very, to women.
Face rider.
I am very...
Face
rider. I'm a feminist. I'm a feminist, so...
I'm definitely
Take
a feminist when it comes to cunnilingus.
I love a pussy in my
I
mouth.
Prefer,
oh,
I prefer...
Yeah, I love... Yeah.
I prefer
yeah.
a good hair pie after a meal.
I prefer hair. I like pussies.
I like landing strips.
Yeah, you gotta
never,
have a little bit of hair on there.
I will never not love a
grow.
Landing strip.
Oh, landing
the,
the
rest of it, I don't really care either.
I don't mind if there's a mohawk there.
Cool.
But there's something about getting that scratch at the tip of your nose.
Yeah,
like,
get that little tickle on your nose.
Yes. The shortcut.
The shortcut yeah. scratches, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Jesus. Jesus is a fucking ass.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. I like the army, the regulation.
Puss.
Like, you know, like...
Oh, yeah,
not
yeah.
Shave. Bald? A little, not bald?
Just a little there. A little hair there, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant by a landing strip. It's just a landing strip, but they always keep it short. Most of my girls will do it after I tell them that's my favorite.
It's wonderful.
Plus, you know, they can clean... I don't know. When they have a bush, though, you could just spackle
dude,
it down.
Seen, I haven't seen a bush since I was 16
years
old. Man,
give them
dude.
Problems.
Really?
I couldn't believe that girl had one, too. It blew my mind. She didn't look like the kind. I didn't know what to do when I started to do the,
Seeing a woman's pussy for the first time is the best.
Yeah.
The second, like, you see a brand new one for the first
unless
time, it's so cool.
Unless it's, like, really mangled.
Well, yeah. You know, there's only three types of vaginas. There's the suction cups.
Okay, folks at home, suction cup.
There's the wide hallway.
The wide hallway.
Oh.
And then the cave, the mammoth caves.
The mammoth cave.
And what I mean by the wide hallways is it's still tight, but it really feels like it's only smashing the top and the bottom of your dick. Like there's no wall.
Yeah, I know, okay.
It's like you're walking in that part
well,
of the cave
tall
where it gets real
pussies.
Short, but it's still wide.
Oh,
you know?
Fat man misery.
Yeah.
Call fat
yeah.
man squeeze.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, see,
on?
There's the opposite, and that comes from tall pussies.
I've had a lot of those.
And then there's short pussies.
Short ones, yeah. Like
my favorite is the
I
one
like
that
blow out a cervix.
The ones that look like I like the ones that look like an open faced
yeah.
ham sandwich.
Yeah, I do too. Yes, I like the lips out.
Yeah.
I don't like them shits hidden away, dude.
I'm not into the roast beef. That's too much.
I can do a pink slit. I like a pink slit too.
What about
like
Arby's ham and cheese?
Yeah,
like, I mean, I like
as long as the cheese isn't melting out. That's a yeast infection.
You're supplying the cheese.
Okay.
Is what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
Because
oh.
Swiss.
Okay.
Well, it's more Swiss like mayonnaise.
It's more
yeah.
like Arby's horsey sauce.
Ooh.
I got the horsey sauce.
I'll give her some tartar.
You bring the pink Montana. I'll bring the horsey sauce.
Woo!
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's always so classy.
Oh, dude, the FCC is totally.
I live in St. Matthews, guys.
P&P penis and pussy.
Yeah, well, I totally live in the suburbs.
Oh, man.
Partners.
This is my first time living in the suburbs. It's PP
and PP.
Yeah.
Penis and pussy.
I've always lived in the city, too. Yeah. Now, it's weird living in the suburbs. Like, I'm like,
they do
why
begin with
there
a
isn't
P.
a store yeah. on the corner? Like, there needs to
I'm
be
actually,
a...
I'm actually competing with everybody in their lawn.
Really? Oh,
I like to have the best lawn there because I'm the guy that doesn't fit. That bothers them.
So despite, I know, despite them, you're going for better lawn.
Yeah. I totally have the cutest house on the block, I'll say it.
Yeah. You got corn a lot.
Yeah.
You got corn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. That's weird. Everybody looks the same.
Yeah, you got one neighbor,
except
right?
for me.
That touches your progress.
My girlfriend.
So you got the,
yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, that one guy, that one gentleman.
No, next.
Behind you.
No, not behind me.
Where
do
you live
at?
Where
are you?
Crossing.
Huh?
Yeah, cross these nuts across his dick across
press
your lips.
Dick across your lips.
Oh,
across
here
across
we
the
go.
The movie theater.
Right by the.
We don't
right
want to dox
the,
you. Don't dox
oh,
yourself.
Oh, you live
yeah,
out in
yeah,
Hillview?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Don't dox right. yourself.
Yeah, right. That's what the kids say. Dox.
You got fans.
Oh, you live near that home. Badass toy store. That, fuck. That place was amazing.
Like a sex toy
antique
store.
Cirilla's? And it's full of toys, dude, like from every
oh,
era.
Yes, yes.
Like
I
pocket pussies from
it's
every
like a museum
era.
But you can buy the shit. You know what I mean? It's
next
amazing.
Time you go out that way. Have you ever been at the Hillview Diner out there?
No.
Oh, I heard that's
delicious.
Shit's good.
No, have you ever been to Christie's out on Dixie Highway when you pass out the
I've heard of
I'd like to get up
so
in
many
Christie's.
Beautiful women in there, yeah.
Oh, what is this? Is it a strip club?
No, no, no. It's just a restaurant. It's just a good, attractive women, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like wholesome.
What about
Incredible? They're not like
oh,
no.
wholesome.
Huh?
Fuck. That means I got to behave myself.
That sounds amazing.
I work in the hood.
If you go to 15th and Oak, there is a small restaurant where these fucking, they've got these grills lined up under
yeah.
this awning.
Under
there's
shop.
A tiny little building and a liquor store. And they've got the best
Victory
ribs I've ever ate, my fucker.
And they
oh.
give you like a whole pig.
Yeah, dude. And Victory Park. And the Victory Park Christmas
tree. I'll give her the whole yeah. hog.
I work out there, man. It's
yeah, Park Hill's
scary
right down the street,
there.
It is, dude.
Pork Hill.
Park Hill is fucking still going strong, dude. They'll never be able to tear that one down.
No.
Think.
No, that's the last one standing.
Yeah, dude. That's the one.
Like, you ain't raising the rent in this motherfucker.
I always thought the Iroquois projects were crazy.
They were, dude. We almost got jumped by 20 little Crip kids and their two supervisors.
I had a friend take me in there. A good friend. Well,
I don't know where they
bastards.
Yeah,
it
was
on
I
Taylor
was safe
Boulevard.
With him, obviously, but I, yeah.
Where'd my motherfucking one-hitter go?
So how come adult toy is always something
it's right here near this dick.
Never a giant race car. You know?
What?
How come an adult toy is always something you stick up your butt and it's never like a giant race car?
that's true.
Like a Ferrari?
I have a weird feeling Trey where
you think Ferrari
tail.
Would make like...
I know, I haven't done a tail.
You think
you
Ferrari
love animals
would
so much I can see you with a red paint and a butt plug.
If a woman had one that was my size and I like, I would do it. I like the pressure on my prostate. I bust the hugest loads.
I know Trey likes women, but he says so much gay shit, I wonder sometimes.
I've never fucked with a guy, dude.
You have more gay references than anyone.
You won't drink
ever.
After
yeah.
a guy, but
just like I had those
take
one
a
references.
Fist up
we're
the
not
butt.
Gonna talk
we're
about
not.
You like that Texan brand singer?
Yes. I will not drink after a male friend, so I think it's gay, but I'll eat a strange woman's ass I met off the internet.
Yeah. I saw this comedian saying, his wife was complaining about he doesn't kiss his daughters and show them enough attention. You know, he goes, I ain't gonna kiss my kids. I eat ass.
It's got a point. Well, see, like, in the mafia, they always have the wife and the gumar. The gumar is the side chick you do all the nasty shit with because your wife, you know, it's your child.
Well,
she's the mother of your children, so you don't want to, like, eat her ass and then kiss your children with it. She don't want to suck your dick
didn't
and kiss your
children.
Didn't
they make a movie about children. That? Harold and Gumar go to White Castle?
So... So they have a side chick where they do all that nasty shit with,
yeah.
And then
I love taking a romp through the trailer park sometimes, man.
Dude, they love that car. I'll let you borrow it. Take it to the trailer park.
Yeah.
They'll think you're
yeah.
fucking.
I'll walk around with a fucking gram of coke tied to it.
Yeah.
I'll
lure them out.
Well, they'll just assume that there's some in there. Trust me.
I'll just like drag
yeah.
it down the
yeah.
street, dude. Like a fishing line, but a lot bigger. Be like a pool tube. with
no, they have coke a, no. When end. You go through trailer park, there's a certain thing you holler out the window. It's kind of like a bird call.
Hey, crazy. Yahuwah!
Yeah,
nah.
And they'll just come out of the trailer, dude. I believe it or not, it'd be a lot.
Hey, Yahuwah, come out of the trailer. I got a gram in my yam bag.
Tina.
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 Party with Tina.
Oh, Tina. Tina.
That, I like that boy Ron, cleaner. Too.
You like what?
That boy Ron.
That boy Ron.
Yeah, Ron. He's a good kid, man.
The best.
If you just drive around downtown during those homeless camps, just look for Ron. He'll show up.
I'm looking for that boy. Who?
That
Ron.
Dog food. Oh,
oh! You know why they call it dog food? I found out.
Why?
Because you can't get enough.
If you feed a stray, they will keep coming back and hanging out. So you can feed them every time.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want to be on that
list. That's a Cincinnati and St. Louis term.
Because you'll come back like a stray dog. You feed a stray, they keep hanging out.
I've been lost in St. Louis. That was scary.
Getting a little scratch.
I got lost in Tulsa, North Tulsa, where that was a big gang area.
There's
a lot of good
heroin in St. Louis.
Really?
Heard St. Louis has very good heroin.
I bet they do.
You have my attention.
It's Tulsa, King.
Yeah.
That's all I know about Tulsa. Yeah.
Tulsa, that's where... What are you doing putting shit in your eyeball? Stop that.
My eyes wet.
A good story about Oklahoma, when I went there...
Don't you need
I was staying
drops?
With my uncle, and later on my uncle was doing crack.
Nice.
He got hit by a car and died.
Nice, that guy sounds boss.
The exact six months later
the
to
one
the
that
day,
died 2 years ago died?
Yeah, my dad died on April 13th. He died on October 13th. Like everybody dies on 13th.
Damn.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's October 13th on a Friday.
I don't know if I should stab somebody tomorrow
Friday
night.
Friday 13th in October.
Yeah. The Jesuits all got killed
what
by
really
the king.
Mean?
I don't know. It's just
the
season as far as
I want to
what
talk
happened
to that
is that
from the movie Witch.
They killed a bunch of Jesuit like priests from the Knights Templar. And that's what it was. The King of France killed them on Friday, October 13th, 1600 and something something.
All I know is King Louis
and they associate bad luck with it.
Did they take that fucking statue down of King Louis?
I don't know if they
I was just downtown.
Oh, that was the King Louis the 15th or 16th. 14th was the pimp, dude. He's the one who had all the bitches. I mean, all the ladies.
The origin of Friday 13th is the first day I got my dick sucked. I got topped off on a Friday on the 13th, and it's just been like a thing.
I lit 13 candles on the back of her head.
He was doing the Ricky Lake show, actually.
Busting nuts.
In
Dolly
their,
looks
in their
like she has no eyes like that with her. Well, yeah, when the shirt
hot.
Was, yeah,
she still is hot.
Yeah, I'd do weird stuff with her.
Yeah, I would just play with her boobies.
I'd
eat her butt and everything.
I would try to see if I could shoot
she's
one
like
through her curls and make it all the way through.
Okay, well, I never fucked her. I ate her butt though once.
I bet she got that country butt.
It's nice.
Eating.
It's cool.
Yeah, I bet it's...
He once banged a rabbit in Delaware.
In Dover.
I'm in Delaware.
I bet her lady juices taste like sausage gravy.
Ooh, I cannot.
Like good,
high
quality.
I will not confirm
or deny. Ooh, now we're in Texas. Raise a rope, Rose and Bronco in Texas.
Delaware.
Oh, man. Those
first
were good.
State. That's where Aubrey Plaza's from. I'd fuck her. I have fucked her.
Delaware, this dick on your lips.
Oh, here Woo! We go.
Man,
being a good sport.
Yes,
yeah,
you know, looking at Dolly
like a, you're
right
like a
there.
Zen master
look at
there.
Dolly. Now imagine how hot Jolene was.
I know.
I heard she was a redheaded hussy. That's what Dolly said on stage.
There's something odd about redheads.
I like red, man.
Yeah, they do have an angry vagina, and I enjoy that.
It's usually a nice pink slit, my experience.
Austin had a friend, her and her mom, like I banged her.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool.
I did a mom daughter. Once
she was a redhead, but she was tan. She was a daywalker.
Daywalker.
Nice.
I'm a daywalker.
Yeah.
Nice. I had a chance to do a daughter mom, but I didn't have a car, and it would have been like a 45-minute bus ride, like a 30-minute walk, and I regret to this day I didn't do it.
I busted all inside
her
pussy.
She liked younger guy, did you?
Yeah, she made me.
That's nice of her.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
She Wait a minute. Fucking,
hey guys,
she crunched my nuts too while I did. Oh.
After Friday the 13th.
No, it was good though. It was like she knew what she was doing. She was a pro.
It is October 20th.
That's right. The Mag Bar.
Punk Rock Night at the Mag Bar.
Great bands will be there. Harder when your nuts are getting.
Trey might even bust a nut.
I will definitely take my shirt off. We're on cocaine.
He'll take his shirt off so you can bust a nut.
Take my shirt off.
He's gonna give all those ladies a wedding.
A wedding.
DOS.
Or a white on.
DOS from Cincinnati.
It's going to be a lot of juices on the floor that night.
Bugbot.
This,
Stephen
King themed punk rock band from Nashville, Tennessee.
And it's all ages.
They're going to be singing about books.
Dick in your mouth.
Yeah. Does he have a movie about, did y'all like the one Needful Things?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, you got to see it, dude. One of the best Stephen King movies ever, dude.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I saw The Fog.
Fucking A. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
It's very made for TV, but I love the story.
I'm still trying to understand where Stand By Me goes into the story.
Like, I didn't know going into it. As soon as he, like, did that thing in the car with everyone, I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Goocher.
It was a Goocher. I try not to spoil it for the folks at home, because if you know how it ends, it's like, what's the point? It's one of those kind of movies.
Yeah, it's still worth
it. It was like made for TV as fuck.
Watch Needful Things. Nobody knows much about it, but it's got great actors in it.
Yeah, that's
and it's fucking short. Evil as shit. It's pretty good, yeah.
My Needful Things, I'm talking about my dick and my balls.
Yeah, there's a
dick
story.
And balls need some TLC.
For all the listeners at home, just know that I have not involves all this dick and balls.
Yes.
I prefer
I'm
vagina.
Not either.
I'm hanging a cigarette.
Vagina and breasts. Okay, well, everybody.
Hanging.
October 20th.
Oh my God, it's going to be so awesome. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be punky too. There's going to be mohawks and shit.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. I love this time of year.
You might
the
even see a rat tail there.
Oh, and you'll see it right now. Dude.
You might see me. You will see me pop my shirt off. I'm popping my shirt off. I'm going to spoil that for everybody.
If he pops his shirt off, I want the crowd to pop their shirts off.
Yeah.
We got to start doing this shirt popping.
You're going to see some titties while we play.
That's what they do in North Carolina. They raise up and take their towels and wave them around their head like a helicopter.
North Carolina, go raise up and take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Around your head like a helicopter.
Oh, and next week.
What?
Right here.
Paul, motherfucker.
Right here on Partners and Pals next week.
Yeah.
Our guest will be the Jasons.
Nice! That's a good hit.
Yeah.
I heard Jason V do an interview on our Brain Third, and it's so good.
That's either going to be V or 3D.
I hung out
with 10 guys named Jason. We had to give every one of them a nickname because they were all actually Jasons. It was fucking awful.
It should have started the Jasons before these guys. Well, great band. Get Funked is a wonderful album.
Yeah,
his interview,
it really is.
His interview was so
the other day.
It's so good. And his interview was so good.
They're such nice guys, too. They're such nice guys.
Really. Yeah, we love you guys.
And the singer looks like a blonde Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah. Like a kind of built blonde Jesus Christ.
Oh, and next week?
Like Jesus, like, whooped some ass before he got thrown up on the cross.
I do
like,
feel bad.
Pontius Pilate got a broken nose. 8-year-old
dude.
That guy's got such a good voice, and they got to sing through a stupid fucking mask.
Yeah. That's hard, dude. Pumpkin Guts
so
have
good.
To do that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're playing November 10th with some more Mohawk stuff, Some Kind of Nightmare, and Tsunami Samurai.
Yeah, we'll play Some Kind of Nightmare.
Another Partners of Pals Productions.
Yep. Yeah. And it'll be, we got tickets on Eventbrite for $5. And but it's $8 a day a show.
Free ticket sales, cool.
Yeah.
You can fit eight dicks in your mouth.
I don't know. I just started it yesterday, so
cool.
We'll see. We're going to push
it.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Well, don't judge. It's 2023.
Brat, brat.
You know what? Still Glenn style, the mismatched shoes. I really did
you
that.
You got
to
do it.
I went to work the other day with two different shoes on by accident. I had to have my dad go pick one of them.
You know, you
up,
can mix any color Chucks together. It's just amazing.
See,
that is kind of does work.
I wouldn't do Chucks. I would still do like the Vans. Like
whatever
this.
You want to do, man. I don't care.
But I love it.
First time I saw that was at the Louisville Zoo. And then
maybe we should all start doing that. Make it a new thing.
Because I don't wear. I don't match my socks because I.
It'll be
like
the
that.
One thing white people start.
I need. Need to get some other shoes.
I need some more kicks.
I can't wear Vans, man. I try. I've got two pairs. What size shoe you wear?
13s.
Let's start mixing up tracksuit tops and shoes.
Yeah, I could probably give those to you. Yeah, I don't ever wear them. I bought them for the look on stage, and then they got so much of a grip on them, I almost fell down like six.
Dude, I like how Mongo wears Jordans.
What color are they?
Dude got them J's.
They're the black high top.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I'll give you something for them. Okay.
I also have a pair of 13 leather black Vans. They're low tops. I've never seen them.
Okay. Leather Vans. Are those for like cartel like members?
That's awesome. You wear a 13, dude?
Yeah.
I can't find 13s in Vans anywhere. It's so hard for me to find them. I have to order them.
Does that mean you have a 13-inch dong?
Yeah, this guy's got a special order of his fucking undergarments.
No, dude. It's, I will buy some Vans off here or something, or I'll,
I've had good luck with video games lately, too. My dad left me a GameCube. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? And I work with all these nerds.
Really?
Dude, I had games that were worth like $100 because they were Zeldas and shit.
So you're like, let me bang your sister and I'll let you play this GameCube.
Yeah, absolutely. We play all day.
I haven't really been into video games since Nintendo 64. We used to do Acid and fucking play Mario Kart. NBA Jams and fucking GoldenEye.
Last games I played was San Andreas and Tony Hawk.
I'm a PS5 and I'm...
What's that thing like? Is it pretty cool?
Oh, like, I've also played wrestling and NBA, so...
PS, I like sports games. Look, I used to love playing those college fucking football and basketball games.
Right. Penis snatch. They've gotten rid of them
completely. Penis sucking.
Penis sucking.
That's what PS and PS5
isn't that what a triple-double is?
A triple-double?
A triple-double, isn't that like where you got a dick in your mouth and the balls are slapping your eyeballs?
Triple double.
So you're hanging upside down.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, is that how Batman blows a man?
Yeah, something like a Puerto Rican burrito.
Puerto Rican burrito. Anything with the word Puerto Rican before it is funny. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why.
Like Puerto Rican refugees. That was a joke.
Yeah, you could cut that with a knife. Well, that took
the
wind out of everybody's train. Way to go.
I got a worse one. I'm not going to do it, though.
This is what I remember Trey was like. I had a hard time with chicks because they thought I was cool because I was in a band, but as soon as I started talking, they're just done with me.
Yeah. When I was going to tour and I would be on stage, and women would come to me afterwards, and within like a minute of talking to me, they'd be like, well, I got to go.
Yeah.
I did bad.
That's when you gotta start putting.
You gotta watch out when Trey blinks his eyes really fast three times. You know he's about to
go off.
Yeah, he's about to go into a fucking.
I did. He does have the blink. Yeah,
I do.
He goes into the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm part of it. I did smash a girl in Canada once in Ottawa, and I smashed a girl in Chicago.
Was the pussy cold?
It was wonderful. I was on so many drugs.
Let's cancel
like
all the girls from the Niagara Falls area.
Yeah. No, I think of that when I say that.
Like,
we had drugs on us, and we consumed methadone.
This is what happens when you use cocaine
and Klonopin and Adderall before we hit the border, and then they didn't check the car at all. We're high as fuck. I talked to this girl to let me go home with her, and I fucked for like 10 hours.
That should be putting you on your game, too. I don't know how it does
it.
I'm
on everything. Then I got drunk and high and stoned.
Give me like the
so
best
you gave her dog
ever,
a sausage.
Perhaps.
I'm like...
I will not confirm or deny.
Yeah.
So October 20th.
This is the Mag Bar.
Mag Bar.
Coming ice sheets on Canadians.
Yes.
The Jim Harrison, DOS, Bug Bot, and the Stevens.
And I heard everybody there is going to be doing the Water Bucket Challenge.
The Cum Bucket Challenge.
Oh, goodness. There's always semen and dicks everywhere in this room. I'm starting to get a little nervous. Is this seat safe to sit in?
Yeah,
am I going to stick to it as I get up?
No, it's not safe.
God.
You should have been in the car with us on the little weekend trip we did. All we did was talk about dicks going to the pussies, man. Good God. All we talked about for like 2 days straight.
It's good to see people still feel like they're in the sixth grade.
We didn't stop.
Oh, man.
When we went to Cincinnati, I think we even had Stitch like a little bit, like shaking his head. Like,
yeah, he was. Yeah. No more shit. He was like,
alright. He's like, alright, fellas, let's just take
He's tired of y'all burying your bones in someone else's yard.
Next week, the Jasons.
Yeah.
October 20th, the Mag Bar. Go see the Jim Harrelson with Bug Bot, the Stevens, and DOS from Cincinnati.
I would love to see you there.
And we do play shows, you know, guys.
Yeah.
And we thank you all for being here tonight.
Thanks for having us. For the timing was impeccable for the show.
Impeccable.
So
impeccable.
Thank you for being impeccable.
Big words. He went to college.
Yeah. I studied U.S. history, and I have no ability to do shit.
You should be a teacher.
I went to 6 different colleges, and I don't have a single college credit. And that's harder to do than being a dentist.
That would suck to be a teacher. I heard it's awful.
Being a teacher would be terrible.